You know, I was looking at the statistics, the latest statistics. They say if the statistics are a true reflection, the number of white people since 1994 is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I can tell you, and I know most people saying, hey, you Ike, you love white people, forget that. But I can tell you, in all the African countries where the number of white people has dwindled, or white people have left that country in numbers, that country becomes a shithole country. And you check, even here in South Africa, majority of its development was built when white people were in power, the suburbs, the things that we have destroyed, things that we inherited, SOEs, suburbs. You go to Rivonia, it's dying. Sentin is a dying suburb. We chase white people, their schools. And I was also disgusted the other time. I saw up in the Afrikaner monument in Pretoria. Darkies going there, forcing their way. Why are darkies not building their monument? The Dingaan's Day monument, somewhere in KZN. Why do we have to impose ourselves onto white? All the time, we are chasing. I mean, you check Japan. After the H-bomb, it was destroyed. Nagasaki, Hiroshima, you know. They never marched. They never sang. They never do it. They just said to themselves, never again. And they started working. They never handed petitions. And I know when I talk like this, somebody will tell me about Timbuktu, that black people discovered mathematics, numbers, about Salamanca University in Spain, you know, about Alexander, the black popes. I know that. I've read that long time ago, before there was internet, when we were still using my encyclopedia. Was it encyclopedia? I was a knowledge gangster, you know, like Dr. Khalid Mahomad. We used to read those days, read books. So people now, they want to tell me that, you know, the dark ages, I'm talking the last 700 years, the last 60 years, rather, the last 20 years, the last 30 years, darkies are losing. We are losing. We are forever chasing. But I can tell you, white people are living in South Africa, especially the youth. They're going to Cape Town. You chase them, Cape Town. Even people who've chased them in their own countries, go Nigeria, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, they're following them now. And white people are going to Australia, we're chasing them, New Zealand, Canada. The Nigerians are following them in Belgium, Italy. Check what's happening in Italy. The so-called fake refugees, because we lack the sense of pride. And then you're going to come and say, I, Khumalo, hates black people. No. Sometimes we need to look inward as people. We're voting for the very same people who are stealing our future. We celebrate them like celebrities. They walk freely in Soweto, you know, like Jesus walking in Jerusalem. They walk like celebrities. And I know Mangiti, they are walking freely. Somebody will misinterpret my statement. They walk freely. Or maybe, what's the term? Like celebrities, rather. They are not worried. They are not bothered. You know. Yeah, it is amazing. But it's a sad reality. All these countries, for the last 60 years, they're blaming the CIA or DRC, built nothing, raping one another, killing one another, and you blame people in Washington. Look at Korea, South Korea. Even North Korea is better than us. In the 60s, we are ahead of China. 70s, Saddam was a China land. But look at China now. In the 80s, we had par with Australia, a developing country. We took over. We don't have trains today. We destroyed the trains. We destroyed the hospitals. Destroyed road infrastructure, drainage system, bridges are falling. We haven't progressed, but I can tell you, which is sad, whenever white people leave an African country, that country becomes a shithole. You can check, even go Haiti, even go Harlem, they leave the city, it becomes a ghetto. And what does it say about us? What's that saying about us? We need to be honest, you know, and look inward. All the suburbs that were built during apartheid. We're chasing them. Parliament, union buildings, hospitals, stadiums. Yeah, it is sad. And some of us, we even want to look white. We've stolen the Michael Jackson formula. They're applying to ourselves. And you're going to tell me, Witty, I'm full of self-hate. Self-hate is a black person who doesn't want to identify as black. Who wants to change everything about himself or herself. The accent, the skin complexion, the hair. But anyway, let me tune. Yeah.